This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 137. Today, I am joined by Alex Garcia of Virtual Assistance for Real Estate Investors, or VA for REI. So it's a mouthful, but it says exactly what it does on the box, which is a niche VA service. So really interesting to talk to Alex, who's based down in Davao, and I'm sure you will learn a lot about this. Today we talk about his journey, and we also kind of deep dive into the business that he has built for himself. So really, really great story, really inspiring. If you want to get in touch with Alex at all or learn any more about the episode, go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/137. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today I'm joined by Alex Garcia of VA for REI, and that means Virtual Assistant for Real Estate Investors. Super excited to learn more about what he does. First of all, hi, Alex. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Derek.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. And Alex, I suppose you're obviously experienced in the outsourcing industry. You're based down in Davao. Can you give us a little bit of background about who you are and how you've come to be the founder of VA for REI?
Yeah, I'm a licensed teacher before, but I was frustrated with the education system. There's nothing I can do to change it because it's centralized, right? So that's why I decided to venture into the BPO industry and become a call center agent. So I tried telemarketing, selling timeshare, and also appointment setting, also venture into the CSR, and finally into the online world, which is the virtual assistant industry. And it's a huge industry. That's why we just focus into one, which is the real estate. And even the real estate is really huge market. You got the brokers, agents. So we just focus into investors.
Fantastic. And to give us some sort of context, then, you are a trained teacher. And as you say, you know, and it's unfortunate, but in the developing world, like often these things are run by the government and people are paid pretty poorly. And so you get a brain drain from those very important things, such
Correct.
As education and healthcare. I don't want to be too kind of voyeuristic, but to give people an idea out there, what would a kind of average teacher salary be in the Philippines, sort of thing?
Yeah, before it was like 10,000 pesos. Right. I don't know, that's like $200 per month.
Per month. And then as a contrast, when you know you're a young guy out of university, you've probably got a little bit of debt and you're looking forward to a career. What were the BPOs offering to be in call centers as a comparison?
Yeah, much higher salary.
Right.
Like you can start like $300, right. Something like that. So depending on your skill sets.
Yeah, so you're sort of talking a kind of 50% minimum increase, yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. And so again, you know, we have listeners out there and people that are concerned that outsourcing is a bad deal for the Philippines because they feel that they're not getting paid well enough. And we sort of try and remind people that there's, you know, there's different perspectives to this, but fantastic. And so you started in the call center industry and
Right.
you kind of progressed along that. And then I suppose you found your niche. And then eventually
Exactly.
you felt you'd give it a go going out on your own. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And you have seen the development of the outsourcing industry. How long have you been working? When did you graduate?
Yeah, around 9 years now.
Right.
Yes.
And how have you seen that develop? You've done like pure call center, it sounds like, with the timeshares you've done, was that like cold calling? You've done
yes.
sales, appointment setting.
Appointment setting, yes.
Kind of the tough end of the industry. How have
right.
you seen the industry evolve, and how have you seen it? Have you seen it kind of develop, and are there more opportunities out there now?
Yes, very huge, because of the easy access of internet. So the industry is now more saturated into like different type of niches. Okay.
Cool. And the Davao, you are from Davao and you're based down in Davao. For those that aren't aware, it's kind of a secondary or tertiary tier city, but famously the hometown of Duterte, the now president, and he was the mayor down there for a long time, and really, you know, for all of his controversy, he really ran Davao well, yeah, and has developed a good economic kind of environment down there. Is that how you've seen Davao?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, as a race here, so I know the pros and cons, and here our city became the most peaceful city and one of the most developed cities in Asia, actually.
Fantastic. Incredible. And so you, moving along, you what made you think of starting your own gig? Like, why didn't you want to progress in the BPO industry as a career? What made you think about starting outsourcing?
I always have this mindset of why not have my own business instead of employment, right? And most of the owners of BPO industries here in the Philippines, they are foreigners, and always have this mindset that if they can do it, then we can also do it here. Filipinos can also do it. It's just that we are not brought that way. So the mindset of the Filipino is that you need to have good grades, go to school, have good grades, and get a good job. But we're lacking of this mindset of creating something that can be beneficial to our community or to our society. So that's why I've decided I want to start my own outsourcing company. And this is how I wanted it to be run. And I want to challenge the setup, office setup. For now, I said, how about that we can run a company online, or people can just work from their home? So that's the start of VA for REI.
Right, that's fantastic. And so when exactly did you start the company?
Like 4 years ago.
Fantastic. And you did it organically? Did you take on funding, or what was your approach to getting this thing off the ground?
So it's organic. And what I did is that I saved my salary, and I didn't touch it up to the point where I was like having like much tasks that I can't handle anymore. That's why I decided to, I need to hire another assistant. Right. And first is just like, I want to share my clients or the investors to other VAs to give opportunities. But at the same time, there's always something in me that's saying I need to also maintain the quality of VA or the online assistant that I share with this client, because it's my name, right? So that's why I decided, hey, why not just make a system, build a business, and make sure that we can provide quality virtual assistants.
Absolutely. So you have gone into a really interesting niche that I want to hear more about, which is real estate investors. So it's pretty common now to have BPOs that specialize in virtual assistants,
right,
as a kind of broad vertical, and virtual assistants do a little bit of everything. You are offering virtual assistants that specialize in real estate investment assistance. How did you come across that? And you know, I think it's a fantastic opportunity, but how did you yourself stumble across that opportunity?
Yeah, when I started the VA industry, I was oriented with real estate. And I've noticed that there is a constant need of VA in the real estate industry. And instead of me trying to I tried to jump into some of the industry just to try to explore, but still the same. It gets back to real estate, but that's why I need to create a training material for this, and just try to share it with some other VAs like that.
Cool. And it's a good product, and there's definitely a need there. But what I find commonly is that it's difficult to connect your services with the people that are really needing them. And also, a lot of these people don't even know that your kind of services are out there. How do you do your reach out? How do you get out there to the West?
Yeah, it's mostly it's word of mouth and also social media. I also got LinkedIn connection. I got 6,000 connections right now on LinkedIn. And we got Facebook page. So we also got website. We rank very well on Google.
Right.
So and by the way, the reason why I call it VA for REI is because of SEO purposes.
Right.
So it's for search engine optimization. So I want to make sure that I got the right client that I want. So that's the reason why when people type, because REI, it's a common term, especially in the US, for real estate investors. So I just added it as a virtual assistant for real estate investor. And when they search on Google, and
cool.
we're up there.
Yeah, well done.
It's organic, and it's organic.
Right. And I was going to ask that then, the jurisdiction, are all of your clients from the US? How do you find the interchangeability of kind of real estate investment and their needs in the US versus the UK and versus other parts of the world?
Yeah, that's a good question. Right now, we just focus into the US because even in the US, there's already a huge need. And we are trying to venture out into some other parts of real estate, which what I mentioned earlier, like they got real estate agents, they got brokers, they got property managers. So in the US alone, it's already huge. So that's why it is our strategic plan is to slowly grow and probably reach UK or Australia or some other parts of the world. Or we actually got Canada, by the way.
Right. Fantastic. And so I'm just sort of filling in the, and so your growth curve then, you've been going about 4 years, you effectively were taking on jobs yourself and you've organically grown. Right. You have home-based VAs, which obviously suits the VA. It's fantastic working conditions, but also it keeps your expansionary overheads low. You've got a really, really functional niche that you zoom in and focus on, yet also it's a powerful niche because real estate investors, you know, they have a good chunk of money to throw around commonly. How's your expansion gone, and you know, what sort of size are you? How many seats do you have, for example?
Yeah, right now we are assisting around 100 investors across the US, and also our VAs, it's about 50 to 70 virtual assistant, and all of them are home base.
Fantastic. And so judging by those numbers then, it isn't a full-time allocation. So can real estate investors, they can, what is the minimum sort of unit? And also what are the fees? Is it kind of a packaged cost per hour, or how do you structure things?
Yeah, right now we are charging them like monthly rate. So for part-time, it starts with 320. That's around 40 hours per month. And full-time, about $1,000. So that's for 160 hours per month.
Right. Fantastic.
Yep.
That's incredible. And then the how are you training these guys? Are you just finding very effective assistants and VAs and then they get up to speed, or and like what is the extent of industry knowledge that it's good for your VAs to have?
Yeah, for us, we make sure that they have really good comm skills, communication skills, because that's what our clients really need right now, especially they'll be on the phone Also, next we check their internet connection or computer specs. And the next thing is skills and attitude. Okay. And then our HR manager is always checking. We're getting like 50 a day, but we make sure that they're the right fit for our clients and for our business.
Right. You're getting 50 applicants
50
a day?
50 applicants a day, yes.
Oh, wow. That's huge. Huh? Wow, fantastic. And then the growth curve, where are you expecting to be in a couple of years? I just sort of doing the numbers, it seems a fairly successful enterprise you've got there.
Right. So right now we are harnessing our system because at the end of the day, it's still our software system that we're using, right? So probably we're going to hit 500 in 2-3 years. Like that, based on the growth rate, but that's always on our goal and vision.
Absolutely, and just to put it in context, what are your thoughts? Do you hire VAs from just around the local area in Davao, or because they're all remote? Are you open to the entire Philippines or
entire Philippines?
Cool,
as long as they meet our criteria.
And what about costs? Do you find like people in Manila significantly more expensive?
Yes, correct. But we're giving our VAs right now competitive salary. So based on also their, so we got a standard rate, but also we make sure that they understand that they'll be getting this. And at the end of the day, we're still running a business. They know our pricing and everything.
Right. Absolutely. Fantastic. That's amazing. And so if anybody wants to, if there's any real estate investors out there, also what if there is a service creep? Like what if you have a real estate investor with a VA, but then they want you to do some operational management, they want you to do some bookkeeping. Is there an inevitability about you offering more and more services, or do you try and keep it very, very specialized?
We are actually expanding right now. We're offering SEO, we're offering web designing, we're offering graphics, also bookkeeping.
Cool.
So that's where we're.
And so, an effect for you're opening that up to any sector of person, or you're still looking to stick to the real estate investment sector?
We planned, but once we're decided to go into that, once we're going to venture into that some other industry, we make sure that we can really assist our client based on their what they needed, because my motto is really to have quality virtual assistant and trying to understand what they're doing instead of just being there as like a robot, because most of the VAs it's in our other industry are doing that. So I don't want that to happen to our business.
Like, yeah. It's about offering high value assistance as opposed to just having a sort of bum on a seat kind of thing, isn't it?
Exactly. So they're going to be, our VA is going to be part of the business of the investor, and they can suggest, they can give, they can comment, or they can also be sharing the ideas on some new things. That's where we pride on.
Fantastic. That's amazing, and you sound like you're doing incredibly well. And so can you, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, of course, Alex, if anyone's interested in your services, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can email me at info@va4rei.com or our US clients 321-200-0155. Or they can just visit our website. It's www.va4rei.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alex. And just one more question, actually. Obviously, the time difference is really significant between the Philippines and the US. Are most of your team, they're working through the night? They're working US hours?
Yes, mostly US hours.
Right.
And we train them to work during these business hours.
Fantastic. That's great. Thank you so much, Alex.
Yeah, thank you so much, Derek.
That was Alex Garcia of VA for REI. And if you want to get in touch with Alex or know any more about his company, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/137. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then do so at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.